The Yafagav the Yitm, even though we learned the Reb Lez Amr Boishia, even though we learned the first Limud, it's Ras Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov. We have to have both the Limudim to teach us that there's a makeup of Tashlum for Shavuos. The Mid Reb Lez Amr Boishia, the first in Havamina Ma Tashlum Shachaga Matzois Osta Basias Mlocha. If it's only a Hekish that says Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos, that just like Pesach is 7 days, Hu Adin Shavuos also has Kabbonis for 7 days, so I would have thought, Ma Chag HaMatzos also Basias Melocha, that you can't do Melocha during Chol HaMoed, or the last day Pesach, you can't do Melocha, Av Tashlum Yatzeres Nami Yosef Basias Melocha. Maybe the 6 days after Shavuos, it's also worth it to do Melochas. A Kabbonim like a Chol HaMoed, and then the 7th day, maybe like the Yom Tov, like Shavuos Pesach. How do I know to say you're allowed to do Melocha on these days after Shavuos, even though it's a makeup for the Kabbonis? Kamashmo and Reb Lozer Ben Yaakov. That's why I need the second limit of a cross and of a kutzvachem. The boss is even of a cross and even a day that you give it a shame Yom Tov for your makeup of Kabbonis, but still of a kutzvachem, you're allowed to do Melocha that day. You're allowed to cut down the Tvua. Now, let's just have the second limud. V'imad Reb Lozer ben Yaakov lo yadina kama. If only from the second pasuk of Akutzrachem and Ukrosem, true, I know that a day that you're allowed to do malacha, you're allowed to bring a korban. But I won't know how many days you have to make up for the korbanos you didn't bring. Lo yadina kama. Kamash mon Reb Lozer Reb Oishia. Therefore, we need a first limud of Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos, that just like matzah the 7 days, who are then shuah is also a makeup of 7 days altogether. 6 more. Trash lo yadana kama yomim yiyilu tashlumim. Kamashmon Reb Lozer, that ma chaga matzah shiva, afkan is also shiva. So tomorrow, for Ashlokish, Shomer Ashlokish says like this, the chaga kotzir, eze chag shata choygeg, the Kotzeboy, which is a yomtiv, that you have a yomtiv and a kotzir, you can make a ktira, you can cut down tfua. Have yom is that teres? Hatayin is talking about teres, at teres shvuas. Trash v'chag ktir, bekurei masecha, bechag shvuas ktir. It says this in you, cutting down for the maestris, it says it on a chag shvuas, it says. For the Gemara Amos, what are you talking about? Ilayma biyomtiv, on yomtiv itself with shvuas. For the Gemara ktir biyomtiv mishori, are you allowed to cut down wheat or tfu on yomtiv? So malacha. El alav letashlumim. Elamaya means that there are days after Shavuos that also has Kedusha and the day that you can bring Karbonis, make up for the Karbon you didn't bring, and those are weekdays you're allowed to do Malacha. So you see, as Shavuos has weekdays that has a din Kedusha to bring Karbonis. Yom Rav Yechlin says, Elamayatev, so Chag Osif. Not that it says by Sukkot, it's called the Chag of gathering together. Ezel Chag Shiesh Bo Yasifa, which is a yomtiv that you gather the tfua together, it's a time to cut it down and you gather it together. Have a yom is a Chag HaSukkos. That's at the end of the season, Chag HaSukkos, that's the Zman HaSifa. Amos, when does it mean you're allowed to make the Yasifa? Ilay me be yomtiv on yomtiv itself, you cut down the tfua and gather it together. For the Gemara, Malacha be yomtiv Mishari, such Malacha is also, you can't cut down the wheat, cut down the tfua to gather it together. That's also on yomtiv. Ela b'chol HaShemayit. Elamai, you want to tell me means on Chol HaMoed? Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do this Malacha Basifa. For the Gemara, Chol HaShemayit Mishari, no. Even on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do these Malachas. These are not Malachas, the Sarach HaYomtif. You want to cut down all the wheat for the rest of the year and gather it together. That's called the Malachas Avoidah. That's also on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed will soon see, you want to do certain Malachas, or Malachas Avod, or Malachas Sarach HaYomtif. But here, to cut down the wheat for the rest of the year, you have no right to do it on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed even. Ella, you want to tell me now, Chag HaBo B'Zman HaSifa. All the pasuk means is that Sukkot is the Yom Tov that comes at the time of the year when that's the time ripe to gather all the tefuah together. So maybe Hochinami, Chag, when it says Shavuos, it's called Chag HaKtzir, maybe it means Chag HaBo B'Zman Ktzira, that's all. It only means Shavuos is at the time when it's a good time to cut down the tefuah. But not that you're allowed to cut down, not that it means a weekday has Kedusha. It just means at the time when it's ripe to make a Ktzira, that's the time of Chag HaShavuos. Michlaz the Gemara says, Akoponim, so therefore you have no raya from this last pasuk. But Akoponim, Michlau, the Tavayo Svirulu, the Chol HaShemayit, also Basias Malacha. Mashma both of them hold though, that on Chol HaMoed, Poshas Mashma Midiraisa, you're not allowed to do Malachas on Chol HaMoed. For the Gemara, Minoan Emili, how do we know this? So again, Toshe this Gemara's mashma, that's also in the Raisa. Like Taisa says, that's Rashi Shita. That the Melechus Chalamayid is also in the Yiraisa. Spoke out once. There's a Machlokes Rishonim. He had told you, not like that, because for Benatam, Tim came Dovru Ovud. If you have something that's going to be a loss, if you don't do it, you'll have to do it on Chalamayid. So question, why? If it's also in the Yiraisa, how could you do those Melechus on Chalamayid? The Kam Melechus to Sharin and Hossam. Echem Mishtarinon. Chiechem Metzin and Issa the Yiraisa. Mitzas Yusuf and Sassim Mutter. Like, really have a fight with Yiraisa, that part is Mutter, part is Asar. So therefore, the Rach Pshat is Le Misa Melacha. It's not Asim Midiraisa. It's only Asim Midirabonin. That's the Machlokes Rishonim. If the Melachas Chol Amoed is Asim Midiraisa, we're only Asim Midirabonin. If you hold us Asim Midirabonin, the Gemara means that that's Machta. So Gemara says Minohan Emili. How do we know to say this that on Chol Amoed you're not allowed to do Melacha Minohan Emili? The Tana Rabonin. The pasuk says Es Chag Hamatzos Tishmer Shivat Yomim. You have to keep Sukkis a Pesach for 7 days. Lima da chol shmoyet she'asim b'siyas melacha, because it's mashma chaga matzah tishma shibas yamin. Mashma all 7 days you have to watch it not to do work. Divrei Rabbi Yashi, that's Rabbi Yashi's Rosha. Rabbi Yonis and Oymar, ain't a tzarech, I don't need this. Kal v'chaymer, Omar Risha nushvi shein kedusha lefnei melachrayim. Madich the first day of Pesach and the last day of Pesach that does not have kedusha before it or afterwards. You can't do Melach on the first and seventh day of Pesach. Chol Shemoyed, the days in between. Sheyesh Kedusha Lefnei Melach Reim. There's the first day Yomtiv, there's the last day Yomtiv. Is Ein Odin Sheyasa Masiyas Melacha? Isn't it for sure that it should be Yasa Masiyas Melacha? For the Gemara on this, Sheyesh Shemay Breshish Yochiach. No, bring your Raya from the 6 days of the week. Sheyesh Kedusha Lefneim, Uli Achreim, Umutar Masiyas Melacha. There's a Shabbos before, a Shabbos after, and you have 6 days in between. So you see, even though there's a Kedusha before and afterwards, you could do Malacha in between. So maybe Chol HaMoed also was mutter to do Malacha. But it says, no, Malach Sheshish Yimei Breishis, Shein Bem Korban Musaf. There's no special Korban those days, the 6 weekdays. So Pshit, it's a regular weekday, you could do work. Tiyoma B'Chol HaShemoed, Sheyesh Ber Korban Musaf, since it has a Korban Musaf, that's a Sfarot to say that it should be also Basiyas Malacha. For the Gemara, that alone is not a proof. I'll tell you, Rosh Chodesh Yochiach, Sheyesh Ber Korban Musaf, Mutter Basiyas Melacha. We know Rosh Chodesh also is a Korban Musaf, and you're allowed to do Melacha on Rosh Chodesh. So maybe you are in Chol HaMoed, also you're allowed to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed. Where it says, no, Ma'ala Rosh Chodesh, Shein Kruya Mikra Chodesh. The Pasuk doesn't call it Mikra Chodesh. Teyoma B'chol HaShemoed, Shein Kruya Mikra Chodesh. Hoyo v'kore mikra kodesh, dinu shasa v'asiyas melacha. Since the pasuk calls Chol HaMoed mikra kodesh, that's a svarah to say that it should be yasa v'asiyas melacha. So if you learn Pshat al Gemara that these are psukim in Yiraisa, that Chol HaMoed you can't do melacha, the kasher is then, how come a dover avod, some melachas you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed? The teretz is, lati shrita is the same way we have on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur also, there are shown to learn that the 5 inuyim of not to wear shoes and not to rub yourself, not to wash yourself, is also also midiraisa. Even though there are certain cases that's mutter. By a choyla, you're allowed to wash yourself. To wash off dirt, you're allowed to. So pshat is the Torah gave it over to Chachomim to tell us exactly what's also midiraisa and what's not. The Chachomim have right to tell us what the Torah really meant. The Torah gave it over to Chachomim. Whatever they want to explain it, that's what the Torah meant to say. Here Chol HaMoed also. When the Torah explained to us, the Rabbanan explained to us that it's Dov Rov and it's Mutter. So now the Pshat is the Torah said it's Mutter. But what the Chachomim said it's also, they're explaining what the Torah meant. So the Chachomim, this is like Rashi's Pshat, the Stak Rosa, and the Raisa, to do Melachos and Chol HaMoed, only with Dov Rov or Sarach HaMoed, things that are Mutter, that you have a Hetafuah.